Good evening and welcome to our Thursday evening prayer time. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for keeping us through another week. Lord, we thank you for your presence with us through all the difficult situations that we've had to face. And Lord, may we know your presence with us now. Enable us by the mighty anointing of your Holy Spirit to walk with you and talk with you every moment of every day. Lead us, Lord, and may our faith be strong to follow you every step of the way and to receive your countless blessings and to know your guidance. Lord, we pray that your people may be blessed by the various ministries we have made available on our website, from Sunday morning worship to Bible studies, helpful readings, children's stories, and so on. Lord, without you, we can do nothing. And so, Lord, we pray again. Fill us, Lord, to that overflowing fullness with your Holy Spirit. And so may we know as a real personal experience, living in rich fellowship every moment of every day. May we know every need supplied, and may our lives overflow daily in joyful praise to you. Lord, we continue to bring before you and to hold up in prayer those of our assembly who have great needs at the moment. We are today lifting up to you, Lord, in prayer, our sister Rose, yet again, and in her lonely situation and with all her medical needs, we pray. Let her know your presence with her. May she know a rich fellowship with you. Lord, relieve all her pain and cause her to rejoice with that joy which your word says is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Lord, bless her mightily, even now we pray. And we pray also, Lord, for Sheila Barr and for Sheila Mara, yet again. Lord, both currently in care homes and not able to have that full and direct contact with their families because of the coronavirus situation. Lord, may they know your presence and your provision for all their needs and your peace, that peace of God which passes all understanding. May they be strengthened, Lord, and reassured and encouraged every day by the knowledge and experience of your presence with them. And Lord, we pray also for Tom and Jean. Lord, we pray that your healing hand would be upon Tom. Strengthen him, Lord, we pray. Bless him, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we pray for Stephanie and Wally, and particularly for Wally's medical situation. Lord, heal his lungs, his breathing ability, and so on, Lord, so that both he and his wife may rejoice in your healing and delivering power. Lord, touch his body. Heal it mightily, Lord, we pray. And to you, Lord, be all the glory and all the honour. And Lord, we pray for Anne Lee, that you will continue to heal and restore her to good health and strength, Lord. And Lord, today we also pray for Grace Hollington, who with the help of a friend has been engaging in open-air witness in Basildon. Lord, make this a very fruitful time, especially in the salvation of precious souls. May people be challenged to think in these times of trouble about their eternal future. And Lord, give us guidelines for Pitsea so that we may be able to start again with our open-air witness there, especially in terms of when and where. Guide us, Lord, we pray. Give us direction, Lord, we pray. Lord, may we know the enabling power of the mighty anointing of your Holy Spirit upon us, Lord, to move out boldly in faith and to see results, Lord. And of course, we are longing to see our church building open again for praise, worship and ministry of the word. Lord, current restrictions in terms of numbers, just 10 can come in with social distancing, and what we are not allowed to do, make it difficult to justify opening the building at the moment. And Lord, we pray you'll guide us and direct us in this, that we might make the right decisions and that we might know your delivering and keeping power, Lord. Lead us, we pray. Lead us, we pray. Give us clear guidance. And Lord, we want to see a full range of activities resumed. Congregational worship and praise in word and in song. The preaching of your word. Testimonies. Prayer for the sick with laying on of hands. Sharing of the bread and wine of communion. Lord, we seem to be missing so much, which all our other efforts of online activities come nowhere near compensating for. Lord, we pray. May there now be a quick work done in driving out this virus, the healing of our nation in every area of its life. So, Lord, we pray that you will bless us abundantly, that you will equip us and use us in your service every day. Guide us, we pray. Give us clear directions, Lord, and restore us, your people, to a stronger and higher life spiritually, as we serve you with even greater dedication and resolve and commitment. Lord, be glorified in our lives. Be glorified in our nation, we pray. And be glorified in our church, in our assembly, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. In the words of that old hymn, may we too rejoice. In blessings abound, where'er he reigns. The prisoner leaps to loose his chains. The weary find eternal rest. And all the sons of want are blessed. Lord, we want to thank you for the richness of your love towards us. The richness of your blessings, Lord. Your wonderful grace. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. And now, if you have those prayer requests to bring before the Lord, pray now. And when you have finished, then click on the closing prayer button to end the program. May the Lord bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name. Amen.